The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com. It's time for Sam Webb's favorite segment of the week, the Top Dog of the Week, with the Humane Society of Huron Valley on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.
The Ticket.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider, Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTK.com. You guys know how much I look forward to this segment every single Thursday. Love, 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 love dogs, love animals. And you know, we all love the Humane Society of Huron Valley. We all love Wendy Welch because they do, and she does, such a great job of being an advocate for animals and animal rights in this community, uniting animals in need with families that have love to offer. She's back to do it again this week. Wendy Welch from Humane Society of Huron Valley to talk about this week's Top Dog of the Week. Wendy, my dear, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Sam. How are you?
Doing outstanding, always doing better when we get a chance to hear from you. And we start off asking the question, is this a love train week?
Oh, Sam, you know it is. It's a love train week. Yes, we have, oh my goodness, let me count some of these up here. We have close to 50 pups right now. Actually, I think a little more, 52 puppies. I just counted them all up.
Wow.
That are in our shelter right now. I know it. It's amazing. And ranging anywhere from 8 weeks to 2 years. We have a couple of adults or nearing adulthood that we have saved. And anyone out there, if you don't know what the Love Train is, it is a life-saving transportation program. And what we do is we reach out to other communities who need our help. And we bring animals who would otherwise be euthanized for no other reason than where they were born. And then we bring them here to our community where we have you, Sam, we have Ira, we have all your listeners who are supportive of rescue and welcome them with open arms. So, yes, we will be adopting out a whole bunch of puppies this week to some loving homes, and I can't wait.
And for people who want to get on that Love Trade email list, Wendy, one more time, can you tell folks how they can do that?
Yeah, hshv.org/lovetrainemail. Please get on our list. And, we do a drawing every Love Train week, and you can come in and see the puppies. It's going to be amazing this week. There are some Basset Beagles, Sam. Basset Beagles. Anyway, yes, but do get on that email. In fact, get on it now if you want to, and you'll get some pictures. You'll even see the puppies who are in this week. If you didn't get in to the lottery drawing this week, please check out our website, hshv.org/adopt. There's a chance this weekend that some of the pups will still need homes after we go through the people who were selected from the lottery draw. So please still keep an eye out, hshv.org/adopt.
Yeah, when you have 50 of them, I can imagine, right? there's a chance. Yeah, there's a decent chance.
Yes.
there might be a few more opportunities for people who weren't in that initial run of lottery winners. So, again, hshv.org. And Basset Beagles, talk about a dog being led by its nose. you definitely have it there, Wendy. Definitely have it there, right?
Basset Beagles, exactly. They're English Bulldog mixes, too, this week. Heeler mixes, Shepherd Terrier mixes. My goodness, it's just a whole assortment. So, yeah, you should see these. Regardless, get on the email list, hshv.org/lovetrainemail.
Gotcha. All right, so, Wendy, let's go now to the reason you're here, the title of the segment, the Top Dog of the Week. So tell us about this week's Top Dog.
It's Peterman this week, Sam. And Peterman is, we think he's a pit bull mix. We're not really sure unless we give him a DNA test, but looking at him and judging from the fact that he wiggles his butt and is a tremendous kisser, we're guessing that he is a pit bull mix. He is about 60 pounds. He is about a year young, we think. He came to us as a stray, so we're still learning a little bit about him. And he is smart. Oh my goodness, he learns. So our behavior specialists are doing all sorts of fun things with him, including working with him in a snuffle mat. Have you worked with your dogs in a snuffle mat before?
No. What's a snuffle mat? I don't even know what that is.
Oh, snuffle mats are really fun. So you can do this outside in the grass when it's nice weather, but, you know, we have several seasons here in Michigan. And if you can't do this in nice weather, you do it inside. And what you do is you can either buy one of these online, a snuffle mat, or you could make one. And what you do is it's a mat with, like, lots of hairs, lots of fluff, lots of fiber. And so you put food in it. And your dog then snuffles around and finds it, and it just wears them out. they get exhausted. Like, it's like a puzzle for them, literally, finding their food. And like I said, you can do this outside. You can do this in nice grass, clean grass, so you can throw food out into the grass, and then they snuffle around and find it. But if it's not nice out, bring it inside with one of these snuffle mats. It's fantastic. So Peterman loves his snuffle mat, is what I've tried to say here. He is, he's just a great dog. You can see him, of course, online, hshv.org, to begin with, or come on in and visit him. The Humane Society of Huron Valley is open 7 days a week for adoptions, and we would love to see you.
All right, and the protocols in place, any guidelines? I know we go over them every week, but bears repeating for people who want to visit the facility, what are the measures you guys have in place?
Yeah. Yes, our facility is open, so you don't need to make an appointment with the exception of the love train animals. That is an exception. But you can come on in 7 days a week. We're open late nights on Thursdays and Fridays when we're open 11 to 7. Saturdays and Sundays we're open 11 to 5. Monday through Wednesday we're open 11 to 6 for adoptions. And we are limiting the number of people in our shelter, so there's a potential there could be a short wait. Typically not, but just in case, I want to put that out there. And we're asking that everyone wear masks. We wear masks, and if you forget yours, we have one for you. Of course, we have sanitizing protocol all throughout the shelter, as we always have. And we have gel, hand gel, and you can wash your hands. And, of course, we ask that people social distance as well. But otherwise, things are back. So definitely check out everything online, hshv.org, and come see us.
Gotcha. Great stuff as always, Wendy. Now it's time to talk events. I know you guys have several events in your events calendar coming up here over the next couple of weeks or next few weeks, but I want to focus specifically on the 15th annual Compassionate Feast. Tell folks all about it.
Oh, yes. It is a week from tomorrow. Can't believe it. It is next Friday, the Compassionate Feast. You're right. It's our 15th annual, our very first virtual. And Sam, I really appreciate your bringing it up because it is an essential fundraiser for the animals right here in our community. There is a misconception out there that humane societies are all funded by a big organization. We're all together or we're funded by the United Way. And that's just not true. We depend on people like you and your listeners, our community right here, to make sure that we can do the things that we do, the animal adoption, the lost and found, the pet food bowl, our Bonafide Bowls program that helps people in need, our harbor program, all those things. We depend on things like a Compassionate Feast. So we really hope people will buy tickets for this. I know virtual is kind of weird, but we're trying as best as we can to make this as fun and as normal and bringing people together online as possible. We're welcoming, of course, Jeff Corwin, who is a renowned wildlife biologist, and he will be the headline speaker. We have our fantastic silent auction that has lots of things for us U of M fans. I'll mention that briefly there. And then we also have the option to do the feast, too. So you can do curbside pickup, including cocktails even from Ann Arbor Distillery. So check it all out and more at hshv.org/feast.
All right, folks, hshv.org/feast. And I know I ask you about this because it's a very popular question when it comes to the Humane Society of Huron Valley. Also, another way, aside from adoption, another way for you to support the Humane Society of Huron Valley, low-cost vaccination clinics. I know you were talking before the last couple of weeks about vaccination clinics available in November. Are there still openings for those, and how do people get signed up?
Yeah, they are full. So our low-cost vaccine clinics are full at this moment. However, we are adding more dates. So definitely, if you're interested, look on our website and at hshv.org/vaccine clinic. You can see the prices on there, and then you'll see the dates as we add those. Those are Saturdays. We hold those on Saturdays, and then we have appointments that you make on there. So you do a reservation, and then we'll give you a call for your specific appointment time. So definitely, we would love for you to check that out. We do also, I should mention, we brought back Little Paws Storytime for the little toddlers out there, and we did it just a couple times a month, and now we're bringing it back weekly. So every Thursday morning, anyone out there who has a toddler who is interested in doing something, goodness sakes, getting out of the house, I totally understand. We have Little Paws Storytime that takes place every Thursday morning from 10:30 to 11:30. You just need to sign up online. And come on in for ages 2 to 5. You can look at that and all the other events on our calendar at hshv.org/events.
All righty, Wendy Welch. Let's round things out one more time and talk about this week's Top Dog of the Week.
Oh, it's Peterman. Peterman's a little bit over a year old. We think he's so cute. He's a black and white pit bull mix, possibly. Who knows? He's just a really sweet dog. He's friendly. He loves to play. He is affectionate. He's great with other animals and people, it looks like. He just needs someone who will keep him learning because he is a smart, smart boy. So please take a look at Peterman online, hshv.org, and come on in. We are open for adoption 7 days a week, 3100 Cherry Hill Road in Ann Arbor.
Gotcha. Well, Wendy, my dear, as always, we appreciate you and your time so much. Stay safe, and we will talk to you again next week.
Oh, thank you. Take care, Sam.
All right. That was Wendy Welch from the Humane Society of Huron Valley, HSHV, as in Victor.org, HSHV.org. Get on over there. And those of you who are interested in Love Train puppies, still probably an opportunity for you. Just sign up for those Love Train. Get on that Love Train email list and might be able to get one of those puppies. Maybe one of those Basset Beagles. We got to get to a break. An audible, folks. John U. Bacon, Thursday, 8 o'clock hour. He's going to be our next guest. A little bit of an audible because we have our fantastic Friday tomorrow. So he moved his appearance up a day. Stay tuned for John U. Bacon on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.